Wing has received a lot of attention from music lovers and vocal coaches alike.
What?
Dopamine.
This is not
sorry. Dopamine now.
My brain is exploding. This is.
Oh my God.
Come on. Come on. Come on. No way. No way. This. No. This is. I've never heard anything like this ever in my life. I'm old too.
And many have shown interest in learning more about the beatbox world.
What is happening? This can't be real.
So welcome to Beatbox Discovery, your gateway to the beatbox universe. In this video, we'll discover how to create the sounds that Wing uses, variations of the sounds, and maybe along the way, you'll be able to pick up some beatbox sounds for yourself. So are you ready? Let's get it. Wing opens up his beatbox track with an epic build using the trumpet sound. But if you pay close attention, he's doing more than just. There's another tone to it. How is he doing that? Well, first, let me show you how the trumpet sound is done. So step one, imagine you're trying to blow up your hair here. Yep, and you see how there's a stream of air that goes through the side of your lips? Just blow air out along with a her sound. The R sound, is really important. Slowly close your lips until you find a lock-in and a sweet spot where you feel a good vibration. Alright, you got it? Well, maybe you don't, but this is just a brief tutorial. If you want more, I've some other videos somewhere, so go check them out. So to level up your trumpet sound like Wing does, put your lips together even closer while you do the normal trumpet sound. And sometimes you may even need to pucker the side of your lips out a tiny bit. Not like that. Just a tiny bit till you feel that extra vibration. And then you can play around and find a harmony that you like. There are many different ways of doing it. Speaking of variations, you can also do the trumpet sound with your falsetto voice. You can also do it with your teeth. Tom Thumb is one of the beatbox legends who is amazing at this sound. And now we move on to the next section. Wing begins using a beatbox filter sound. This sound is not super hard, but it takes a lot of precision to get it sounding really good. How you do the sound is just by saying tissue, tissue, and removing your vocals. Tissue, 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 tissue. Now do it slower and do it in reverse. So tissue, tissue, tissue wipe. Then you can get something like. Now try to get it flowing smoother. So this is like when you're turning down the filter to only occupy the lower frequencies. And when you go, that is when it occupies the higher frequencies. Another example of a great beatboxer using the filter sound is Momi Maru. Now, another major sound that Wing uses is the throat bass. If you listen carefully, underneath that filter sound is the throat bass. and when combined, that's how he gets that lower tone along with that static tone. Dopamine. The thrill bass is a super, super cool sound. A lot of beatboxers love to use throat bass. How you do throat bass is basically like clearing your throat in kind of like a whisper tone. And when you hear a bit of that vibration sound, sustain it. It will hurt at the start, so make sure you give enough rest and enough practice, enough time for it to develop and become nice and smooth. Mine used to sound super tight, now it sounds a little bit better. Anyways, a super crazy beatboxer who's really good at throat bass is Codfish. And so after Wing finishes that filter section, he comes in and hits you with the vibration bass. Vibration bass is basically a variation of throat bass. But if you try to get vibration bass from throat bass, go from high to low and hear where your throat bass cracks, like you hear where it's cracking a little bit? Once you feel that sensation, try to tense your throat, tense it up a little bit at the back to squeeze it to make those tiny vibrations even stronger and more pronounced. Another beatboxer who's crazy with vibration bass is King Inertia. Anyways, if you've wondered how he holds his breath for so long while he beatboxes, well, one of the tricks he's using is using the inward lip roll. This sound is basically you inhaling your air through the sides of your lips, which oscillate to produce that sound. How you get this sound is first by learning the normal neutral lip roll. So just go smack your lips, learn to smack it at one side until it gets a little bit looser, looser, looser. Drop your jaw further down. This takes a long time to practice, by the way. And then take a breath in. Then you have the normal lip roll that's inwards. But if you want to get it hollow, like what he did, you have to learn how to hollow your throat. And that involves opening your soft palate. Sorry, not opening your soft palate. It involves keeping your soft palate up so that you create a greater chamber for that hollow sound. This is not hollow. This is hollow. So if you've ever heard beatboxers do, yeah, that's with the hollow clop. If they do, that's with the normal clop. With the hollow clop, their soft palate is raised and it allows them to do these hollow sounding sounds. Another beatbox example of a beatboxer using the lip roll to breathe in would be River in his track My Way. I've been thinking about falling. Okay, so you've heard Wing do the lip roll sound, but he also does this sound sometimes. That is what we call the sub bass. It is basically like a smooth lip roll. So instead of letting your lips roll, you just put your lips together, draw your jaw to one side, and as your lips are stretched across, you bring them together and suck air in through that gap. This sound, when used on a good sound system, will shake the whole room. A great example of that is when Napalm uses the sub bass. Let's get this shit, let's get this shit, let's get this shit, let's get this shit, let's. At this point, we are probably covering all the bass sounds that Wing uses. If you listen closely to this part, he's doing what we call an inward click roll. The click roll sound is a really useful sound, and many beatboxers love to use it because it helps you breathe in, and it has this sub-bass feeling too. You can also staccato it by using your lips to control when the air comes in and when it stops. How you do this sound? Well, if you already know how to do this, all you need to do is to fold your tongue backwards, either from the front or from the side. Bring it up and get the bottom of your tongue to suck off the roof of your mouth to make a tiny click sound. And as it makes the clicks, you can try to roll the tongue, roll the clicks to prolong it. And soon you get that bone cracking sound. And once you have that, just inhale air in. And with enough practice, you can get the click roll sound. Some of my students got this sound pretty quick. Even the 8-year-old ones, they just played around with it and played and played and played, and they eventually got it. So if you're trying, don't give up. Just keep going. I'm sure you get it. Now, a great example of a beatboxer who uses the click rolls really powerfully in different combos is Azel.
Look at me.
So as you can see, Wing has mastery over all these basses, and because he's put them together in such a way where he can breathe in and breathe out, it sounds full, it sounds continuous, and you have to admit, he's pretty genius for doing it this way. There are a lot more sounds that Wing does in this track, so if you'd like to learn them, feel free to comment. And if you're interested to learn more beatbox, there are plenty of tutorials out there. I have some tutorials too, just check the link in description or the comments. And I hope if you're new to the beatbox world, you've learned some new things today and you've been introduced to a couple of different beatboxers. It's really crazy what beatboxers can do, and if you've met Wing or if you've at least watched a video of him, this is just the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more. So go explore. And I'll see you next time.